Good morning there, brothers and sisters. Hey, Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ. Listening for the still, small voice. When was the last time you heard God's voice? Has it been a while, or as recently as this morning? Either way, as followers of Jesus, we should always sit still and listen for God's voice. We often read stories in the Bible where God's voice came roaring like a lion and rumbling loudly like the thunder. However, we can't discount the times when God has spoken through a still, small voice. And often in our lives, He speaks quietly through His Holy Spirit living inside of us. I love what the psalmist says in Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Do you remember the encounter that Elijah had in the cave? He was very distraught after one of the greatest winds on Mount Carmel. Because of the threats from the queen, he ran for his life. Literally, he wanted God to end his life. He ended up in a cave. God passed by, but he wasn't in the thunder, and he wasn't in the earthquake. Instead, he was in a still, small voice. Sometimes we just need to be quiet to hear his voice. But, however, if he shouts, you had better listen. Our world needs to listen. And maybe you're going through a difficult time right now. Maybe God is saying, I want you to hear from me. And are you trying to hear God's voice? As you listen for God to speak, remember this. When you are going through a difficult time in your life, God will give you a fresh glimpse of Himself. He will speak to you. You just need to be quiet long enough so that you can hear the still, small voice when it comes. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all will have a most awesome, blessed, and groovy day. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.